shortage. Dominic, you know, while you didn't get the result, it's good to see that not only 15 players turned up, but you've got about 20 that are ready to go.
Yeah, our numbers are great, Wixie. Yeah, we've had good numbers all through the season. The boys started training earlier on, and yeah, it's great to see the competition's good. You know, we played Pirates last week, and they were very solid, and the Narrabri boys are even solider. So it was really good to see these other places, the towns, get the teams on the field, and yeah, it's going to be a really good under-16 comp.
What sort of spread of players do you get? Because usually you get kids coming home from school, but are they mainly coming from St Mary's, or they're from all over the place, coming from other sports, or how's it going with this group of kids?
Yeah, we've had a sprinkling from everywhere, Wixie. We've got a few coming across from other codes. We've got a few from the boarding schools and a few from out of town, which is really good. So it's been a great mix. And, yeah, hopefully as they start to mould together, we can start to put a bit on the paddock, which will be good.
Of course, being a former Central Juniors president, it's good to see a lot of these kids also play, you know, junior rugby as well through the 7s, 8s, 9s and 10s, and now graduating. And if they're not pinched by university or school, you know, they can stick around and play for the Red Devils in the future.
Yeah, exactly right. And looking through the other teams and so forth, yeah, there's a lot of kids that have all come through the Central North Juniors, and some that have moved away from school while they're on holidays have been able to play, and some boys that are in different areas have been able to play. So it's really good to see that junior rugby is stuck with them, and now they're moving into that 16s and 18s and hopefully onto senior rugby in Central North.
So you've got a core of about four or five teams that you can play at any time, and I suppose it'd be frustrating, you've got to have weeks breaks and all that sort of thing, but it's all trying to get it sort of up and running, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is, and look, someone told me once, it's bush rugby, and these are the things you just have to work with, and that's the way it's had to be. You know, any of the coaches will be able to tell you how they've spent a lot of time trying to get players from off farms or off the beach or off wherever to come and play, and it was good today that I think that both teams had about 20 players there, so it's good to see the numbers are about.
Yeah. And finally, of course, when do we have our trainings out here at Gunnedah Rugby Park? And also, if you had the chance to have a chat with Michael Checker or Billy J. Palmer or whatever, what would you like to see as a coach? Would you like to see better coaches coming up here every 6 weeks, 3 months or whatever, to sort of help out not only the 16s but the coaches up the shoot?
Oh, look, there's a big picture thing there, which, look, I'd like to see a lot more promotion, to be honest. You know, each week I sit down and watch Super Rugby, but not everyone can do that, and I know it's a bigger picture about that, but, you know, I say to these kids, do they know who a certain player is, you know, Hooper or someone, they go, who's that? So, yeah, really we need to see rugby on free-to-air, but like I say, that's a bigger picture. Trainings, yeah, we train Tuesday and Thursday night, 6:30 till 8, yeah, Tuesday, Thursdays, yeah.
So, no excuses not to come out if you're under the age, is of between 14 and 16. Thanks for your time, Dom.